Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this day after edition of the Eagles Update. The big picture outlook for this team is still a positive one, even after Sunday's 27-20 loss to the Chiefs. The team is 1-1 after two very difficult road games. Carson Wentz has improved significantly, and the defense is going to be tough to beat on a week-in and week-out basis. Now, with that being said, there are areas that need improvement. One of them is the run game. The backs contributed just 52 yards on 13 carries in the loss to Kansas City.
A lot of times, you know, when you're in these games like this and you struggle to run your core runs, it becomes hard. And then you put yourself in a second and 12, a second and 13, or even a first down sack, and it's hard. Now you're playing, you know, you're going uphill. And yesterday we had I believe we had 7 third and 10 pluses again, and then there were another 5 third and 7s, and that's unacceptable. You know, we can't be in that many long yardage situations in these football games. So we've got to focus on the run game, and we got to get the run game fixed, and we got to have a great plan going forward and commit to that, and it just takes pressure off your quarterback as well.
It should be noted that Coach Peterson said that he is not making any changes to the starting lineup along the offensive line. So while there is frustration about the output of the offense, Carson Wentz knows that the team is just this close to putting it all together.
That's a good team. It's a good football team. They were a playoff team last year. They just went on the road and beat New England last week. So that's a good football team. This is a good environment to play. I thought we competed. You know, at the end of the day, they made more plays than us, but we fought all the way to the end. And so there's a lot of good things that I think we did. Again, we just came up short, and we're going to get some of those things fixed.
On the injury front, the team doctors are still evaluating the test results for safety Rodney McLeod and cornerback Jalen Watkins. They left the first half of Sunday's loss with hamstring injuries. For more on the game, make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Eagles Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook. On Monday Night Football, you can check out the Eagles' Week 3 opponent as the New York Giants are in action against the Detroit Lions. The Giants come to the Link next Sunday for the first home game of the season. What better way to bounce back than against those hated NFC East rivals? That's going to do it for us here on the Eagles Update. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you all very much for joining us. We will see you all tomorrow.